Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Falcons Monday. Hour number two brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Back-to-back NFL no huddles starting in just a couple of minutes. We will get into some of the other games from the league over the weekend. A lot of field goal blocks.
Yeah, man.
Field goals and extra points blocked yesterday, man. And some pretty incredible highlights coming out of them as well. So we'll get to that. We'll get back into some Falcons conversation as well. Like we said in the first hour, we will take phone calls at 40 past every hour. We did it at 11:40. Great calls, by the way. Great stuff. We'll get the phone lines open again in about 40 minutes at 404-726-0929, and we'll do the same thing at 1:40.
Yeah, real quick shout-out to Parkview 12U. Another win. That's three in a row as they beat Berkmar on Saturday. So proud of the kids.
Take that, Berkmar.
Yeah, so proud of the kids, man. And just continue to get better and get better, man. So shout-out to Rico, the coaches, and all the kids. Dude, the best part of the game, we hit a field goal.
Oh, wow.
Dude.
I didn't even know they were doing that.
Yeah, it wasn't the extra points, a field goal, dude. It was crazy, the young man. He lined up.
How far was it, what do you think?
I don't know. It wasn't that far.
But
still
though.
I was like,
and it's regulation height?
Dude,
wow, that's crazy.
We lost it.
That's awesome.
Because, it wasn't really a competitive game.
Who's the field goal kicker?
I don't remember the young boy's name. But all I know is that, he was so excited, but watching the team and the coaches just run to the kid, man, it was freaking awesome, man.
What, at like 11?
12.
That's impressive.
Yeah, what's his normal position? Is
that's
he
really
on the
impressive.
Team as a kicker?
Yes.
Like, do they have kickers
yes.
at the team?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
I didn't yes. even realize
oh, that's
that.
Great.
Yes. So, yeah.
That's Jack's fantastic. Got a path.
It was freaking awesome, dude.
Jack's got a path to the squad.
It was freaking awesome that the kid hit it. But, played well, kind of got out of hand and, had to because I didn't know this, they fine you if you score over a certain amount of points in a game, if you're blowing a team out. So we're like, kids are breaking out around the corner and having to like run out of bounds or take a knee. And so I was like, man, they might as well just call the damn game.
Yeah, at that point.
Yeah, you might as well just call the game at that point, man.
What do you think they mean fine you?
Like in youth league, like I was having fun with one of the referees. We're in Buford. I was like, hey, you must live in Buford. And like the girl who, like each team has like a representative from the league that's on their sideline people, and she's cool as hell. And she's like, they can fine you for that. And say, fine me for what? They're like saying that. I was like, hey, my friend, like, you think that my son won't play here no more if I get a FedEx package on my step?
I don't think it comes in a FedEx package.
Yeah, that's how right. NFL fines did.
Of course.
You think to the parents of Samson Nick Michael?
What do you think it
like,
would
what
be?
What are you doing?
$5?
Yeah,
$100? But I don't really know.
It was pretty funny, man. But yeah, I'm happy for the kids, man. As they just, like I said, just continue to get better, man.
Just a quick PSA. Mentioned it a couple times on the show on Friday. My back was killing me, doing better.
Yeah.
Went to the doctor after the show. Basically, the doctor was like, yeah, you're going to be 41 next week. So
that happens.
Stuff happens. Stretch more. And I was like, all right, can you do anything for the pain? She was like, yeah, here's a prescription for some muscle relaxers. Mm. Cyclopenzaprine or something like that, I think is what the
one of the called. Things.
One of the things. Never taken it before. Never again. I took one Friday night and it was great. Like, I felt really nice and I fell asleep, got who knows how many hours of sleep, more than normal. And I've never had a hangover from something like that before.
Right.
That was
groggy.
Yeah, it was groggy.
Real groggy.
Groggy and just like delayed reaction to stuff.
Yeah, that's why I bet it said, do not operate heavy machinery on it.
And they, I had no business.
Yeah.
And luckily I did not.
Right, right.
But like just trying to operate like the coffee pot was a little bit like, am I doing this right? Am I going to burn myself?
Yeah, man.
So not for me, but PSA is just be careful.
You got an extra one?
I have, I think, 13 left. Huh. You want one?
I don't mind a little grog.
Okay. They're all yours,
man. I don't mind a little grogging.
Yeah, I was felt real weird. I was like, am I, is this going to go away? Like, what's happening?
It's one of the things like you.
It's like
you,
I got too high.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, when you ate that other half of the cookie where they said not to.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
My pupils are all big.
Yeah, man.
Like, what's happening?
It'd be like this.
Make this end. All right. Anyway,
it'd be like this.
My back's feeling better, which is the most important thing. All right, let's get to an NFL no huddle. All right, we'll get to all the other games that happened around the league. After we hear from Raheem Morris one more time, I think this is right. Hopefully they can get it cleaned up, but here he is assessing what went wrong.
Dysfunction is the right word. You know, we went out and headsets went out, but we won't make any excuses. That happened early and often. We got past that. We still had time and opportunity out there to go get it, and we're not able to capture the moment.
I mean, I've been in a situation, Andy, I said it earlier, I've been in a huddle where the communication goes out or it goes in and out and everything like that, and you're instead of just – and most of the time when you have a veteran quarterback, when this happens, I take an example, when it would happen to Phillip, and it would go in and out. He's looking over there at Norv, and he's like, hey, let's just run this, you know, because of the fact is that you're trying, not, first of all, not to burn a timeout and everything like that. And I think the more experienced Michael get, the better at he'll be at that. But when the communication is going out, it does, to a point, affect the process of calling a play, getting to the line, all those different things. But that wasn't the reason they lost 30-0.
No.
Yeah, that wasn't the reason they lost 30-0.
No.
That wasn't the reason that your young quarterback looked indecisive. Because, Andy, there were plays to be had. Mm-hmm. He just got to get there faster. And I do believe he can. But this is those things where young quarterback growing pains. We saw it because they played against one last week. Mm-hmm. We saw it a little bit from a guy who was really good last year. They got some film on him. Now you see Bo Nix struggling a little bit. You know, it's just a process of what you have in young quarterbacks sometimes. It just – You especially when you got a veteran DC like they got. You know, they got Carolina's got one of the best defensive coordinators in ball.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about the Carolina Panthers. One of the best.
Ejiro?
Yes. He's one of the best defensive coordinators in football. Now, do they have the best personnel? No. But he, give him a game plan to confuse a young quarterback, he's one of the best.
Yeah, he definitely did. One and I best. Mean, you know.
And Michael said as much.
That's 3 weeks where defensive coordinators, we've known their name and talked about him a bit. I think Penix did a nice job in the first two.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday he was confused and looked like a young quarterback.
It.
Here's the thing. Like, we knew there were going to be Sundays like that
mm-hmm.
with a rookie quarterback.
Yes.
Like, there's going to be games where he just doesn't play well because he's learning on the job.
Right.
Like, he's learning how to be an NFL quarterback. Now, that doesn't explain what happened yesterday. That doesn't excuse 30-0. Like,
no.
Even with all of that, you should have been able to score points and be in the game and still be able to beat the Carolina Panthers. What happened yesterday was beyond just young quarterback growing pains. There's a lot more to it in terms of unpreparedness and sloppiness and just lackadaisical stuff. Like, one of your tackled your own guy on a punt return.
Yes.
Like what are you doing?
Like, took him out.
Took him out. Yeah.
And
not to mention multiple kickoffs where no one caught the ball.
Yeah. It was, again.
It just split the two return men and it's just sitting there.
We
like,
talked.
What are we doing?
Like, when we talked about the steps of going forward. Remember we had Dave on, everybody. We talked about, you know, the special teams kicked Minnesota's ass.
Yeah.
And they went up there in 7 days, 6 days, whatever. Y'all resorted back to that. That was worse than the first game.
It was. And the first game was bad.
Yes. It was worse than the first game. And then you got your new kicker who, for whatever reason, before the game, Romo's warming up and he kicks it. And they tweeted out where the damn ball looked like it was about to go out.
They tweeted out a kick that barely went in?
Yes.
Good Lord. Come on.
Come on.
Have a little situational awareness, social media team.
God almighty.
Speaking of situational awareness, when you don't have any timeouts at the end of a half with only a minute left, maybe try to get to the sideline.
Yeah, but you can't. But right.
Or maybe run some plays out that way.
Man.
You know what I mean? All right. Packers and Browns both have really good defenses.
Yes.
Really good defenses.
We talked about these damn Browns and that defense.
Hey, Browns are tough, man.
I'm telling you, man.
That's impressive.
How long that long? I was like, man, I'm telling you right now, that damn Browns defense with Myles Garrett, they were all over Jordan Love yesterday, and Jordan Love made that one mistake. made a mistake. Mm-hmm. But in order for them to win that game, late second field goal, and then just like there's right there to you. Like you can tell you'll win a lot. But they beat the damn Packers. They did.
Yeah.
They beat the Packers because their defense dominated the game. I think we mentioned this before the season. Like, Browns' defense is going to win them at least three games.
Oh, yeah. No, yes. They really do have one of, if not the best, two or three defenses in the NFL.
Easily.
Now, the Packers do, too. Yes. The Packers have really good defense, too.
They played against Joe Flacco.
Yeah, they played against Joe Flacco. It was 10-0 with 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
Yes.
And they were able to cobble together some scores.
Yes.
And who knows, Super Bowl parade.
Now, so is Jordan Love the weak link? Like, that's why I was talking about this business, man. It's a week-to-week business and everything, man. It really, really is, man. It really, really is.
Quinshon Judkins had a good game, too.
He's their guy. He's their guy.
Having him and that defense.
He's their guy.
Who knows?
Yeah.
They're gonna sneak some wins like this against good teams.
Yeah, he's that guy.
The Colts beat the Titans. Cam Ward had a carbon copy pick six.
I mean, exactly the same pick six.
Exactly. The Colts did punt, but
what time I think though?
They're 3-0, man.
Yep. I'm telling you this, man. And it's always like this with Sam Darnold and guys that have talent that were on bad teams, and you're like, well, maybe he has some coaching and everything was right around him. Their offensive line is finally playing like the Colts' offensive line.
Yeah.
Jonathan Taylor is running the hell out of the football.
He looks incredible. And they're using Tyler Warren.
I love him.
Perfect.
Dude.
What a great tight end.
Shane is coaching his ass off. And Anthony Richardson's got to play too. He took the D down.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Man. They got some issues with Tennessee, but we knew that. When you get number one overall pick, your team usually sucks.
Yeah, they're kind of supposed to be like that.
The Colts are playing in the AFC South. Which I know Jacksonville won yesterday.
They did.
Jacksonville got a win yesterday, but yeah, it's still AFC.
Yeah, they can win that division. Yeah. It's crazy when you just get serviceable quarterback play.
It's amazing.
And you have really good players around because they're good elsewhere. Like, they got a lot of good players in Indy. It can make a big difference. It's also amazing, serviceable quarterback play. Again, Carson Wentz makes a start for the Vikings yesterday. They scored damn near 50 points against the Bengals.
Two defensive touchdowns.
People that thought that, and I was biased one of them, Jake Browning was going to be able to keep their heads above water.
Did you really?
I don't know. Took us to the playoff, man.
I know.
Took us to the college football playoff.
I know. And there's nothing that
I have been honest about Penix today.
You have, and I was
so credit to me for that.
And I one thing about you, dog, you're a professional. I wasn't worried about that.
Yeah,
I was like, he's gonna be fine.
I was toying with the idea. Of just pretending it wasn't his fault.
Yeah, like, but I mean,
the pick six he threw, by the way, was to a Washington State guy.
Damn,
kind of sucks.
Even better, but I mean, they ran the hell out of football. And you're talking about Minnesota, and then what's my guy defensively had two touchdowns.
Oh yeah,
Chaz Chambers had a sack yesterday.
Hey, good for Chaz.
They just was like Minnesota. But the thing about it was Brownie stunk.
Isaiah Rogers.
Yeah, everybody stunk. You saw Jamar Chase had a fumble. They were just bad. And now there's a quarterback controversy in Minnesota. Carson Wentz, 14 of 20, 173 yards, and two touchdowns. Pretty damn good.
He's probably better than J.J. McCarthy right now. I mean.
Yes. And then run that ball.
But that's why you got to play rookies so they get better.
Yep.
He's not going to get better watching because he watched last year.
He watched last year because he was hurt, but he watched all of last year.
But he did watch, I think. I don't know. I guess I can't confirm.
Hey, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is your home for live college football coverage in Atlanta this Saturday starting at 8. We get your day started with college football game time brought to you by Window Nations. Visit WindowNation.com, also by Alumni Hall, Shop UGA, and other schools. It's where fans shop. With John Fricke, Abe CG, and Garrett Chapman, they all set the stage for the big matchup. That's this Saturday starting at 8 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Which I know everybody knows this, but this Saturday.
Oh, man, boy.
This Saturday, man.
Yeah, man.
One of the best slates of college football that we've ever seen. This past Saturday was pretty fun, too. There was some fun action.
Some beatdowns.
Some unexpected beatdowns.
And I'm talking about, boy, I know we'll talk more college football tomorrow, but
this problem's
about 45 minutes north. 45, maybe an hour north.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough times up there in South Carolina. We'll come back and get to the second half of the NFL in the huddle. Both teams in South Carolina, it's true. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers.
Oh!
Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
In the game. Second half of an NFL no huddle here on a Falcons Monday. Hour number two, the noon hour of the show, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. And we will get the phone lines opened back up in about 15 minutes from right now. Feel free to call in and get on hold right now. Abe's not doing anything.
Yeah.
He'll put you on hold. 404-726. I'm here. Abe's doing great work over there. 404-726-0929. And it's a pretty much just an open floor on the Falcons game yesterday. Calls in the 11 o'clock hour included some Penix stuff, which makes sense.
Yes.
Some Raheem stuff, which makes sense.
Yes.
By and large, was pretty, like, reasonable phone calls.
Yeah, because, I mean,
you don't have to be reasonable, but I thought they were.
Yeah. But I think reasonable is one of the things where eventually you get to a point where it's, like, kind of not surprised.
I know.
You know, and you hate that. You hate that.
Yep.
But it is what it is.
Just
that's why I brought it up. That's and maybe it's no hell no. I don't believe in real jinxing because I said about that.
No, because we wore tank tops the first week and it didn't make a difference.
Yep.
So
me saying
the topic that we did on Friday
about a week ago that don't lose your trick and yeah.
Yep. But they did though.
Damn sure they did. Buck.
They lost all that husband credit.
They tricked off in a major way.
But here's the thing though. What? Like we talked about the comparison of like the husband credit of you do all this great stuff and then forget to unload the dishwasher. And it's even.
Uh-huh.
They didn't forget to unload the dishwasher.
No, the Falcons
burned the house down.
I'm talking about they burnt it down.
Yeah.
They burnt it down. You know what they did? They hit the airplay when they were watching porn.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly
what
they did.
They hit the airplay while watching porn while your wife has all her girlfriends over.
Yep.
Exactly what happened.
They had their Instagram linked to their Facebook and didn't know their likes showed up. And their friend, you're friends with her grandma on Facebook, and you're liking BBLs, and it's popping up on your timeline. Not that I've ever done that or had any experience with anything like that, but that's what they did. They were liking BBLs. That's what they were doing. All right. Speaking of Jordan Davis, here's the play of the day.
They blocked him the last time. The ball is spotted. The kick is away. It's blocked! It's blocked! It's picked up by the Eagles. Running with it is Davis. 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown! Game over! George Davis!
Are you kidding me?
Blocked him again!
Are you kidding me?
Blocked him again!
I love me some damn George Davis, and I was so just whatever with this damn Falcon game. I was hoping that they would cut to the game. And so I was like, I found it. Bam! and that happens. And I'm talking about, Andy, the way that big man, first he blocks it, and then the athleticism to scoop. Like, the game was over.
Oh, yeah.
For him to scoop.
And he could have just fell on it. Game's over. They win.
But for him to scoop and then run, it was freaking awesome. The Eagles are freaking awesome because the Rams were putting hands all over them to start the game. I mean, they were kicking the Eagles' ass. And then I just saw this quarterback that was like, okay, I know I ain't throwing a touchdown pass all year, but you know what I'm going to do? Let's just do. I know they talk about the two best receivers in football a lot of times, Ja'Marr Chase and this Justin Jefferson. And we got a guy. We got a guy. We just don't throw him the ball. But when we give it to him, watch what happens. And they gave that damn agent. And I'm talking about Andy. It wasn't none sophisticated. He was running 9 stops. Give it to me. With the guy all over.
Yeah, just I'm bigger and stronger.
Bigger and stronger.
Than all the guys that they have defending me.
Yes.
Throw me the football and move the ball down the field.
Yep.
Yeah. 6 catches, 109 yards, 1 touchdown. I think he didn't have 6 catches in the first 2 games.
No, he did not.
He certainly didn't have 100 yards in the first 2 games. So, yeah, it's amazing how they can just pick and choose when they use
Dallas
it like
got
that.
Dallas got it back. He was injured, came back. Middle read. The one that we need Kyle to throw to Kyle. Wide open. Bam. He walks in. Game-winning touchdown. Checks to the out route to Devontae. Like,
he's a really good quarterback.
He's a good damn quarterback. Yeah, does whatever really he needs to do to damn win.
He's also a guy that when he was young was a one read and go.
Yep.
That's what he was.
Yes. Now, Michael ain't him. Running the ball.
No. Yeah. He's not. I'm just saying, like, he's a guy that came from that.
Yes.
And has grown into a Super Bowl champion and just a really, like, polished all-around player.
Yes.
Takes time.
Yes, it does.
Patience. Some people don't have.
But I don't think Jalen was the passer that Michael is coming in.
Different skill sets, all that. I'm just saying, like, he was a pretty raw player early.
Yes.
And they've found a way to get all of this out of him, and they've won a ton of games.
But yeah, the block kick, Jordan Davis. I mean,
what a play.
The weight loss, you can see. This dude's playing so good now, man.
Yeah, he looks really like a different player.
He does, and he's playing like it.
He's like an all-pro contract year.
And it's a contract.
Nobody ever said Jordan Davis wasn't smart.
Yeah.
He's a smart young man.
And it's a contract.
I was good to see the Bears offense get going a little bit yesterday, especially against the Cowboys. Here's Caleb Williams.
Bears break the huddle. Luther Burden in the lineup. Out the top of the field left. One safety back deep. Here's the pitch, the swip. Tosses it back to Caleb Williams. Looking deep down the left side. Going for Luther Burden over the shoulder. 20, 10, 5, end zone. Touchdown. Touchdown, Bears. Ben's bag of tricks, baby.
The freaking Cowboys are atrocious.
Yeah, their defense is really bad.
It's bad. Now, Caleb made some nice throw. The one to Adunze, that's just Diggs.
Yep.
Got too greedy, pressed bail, and slipped.
4 touchdowns.
Yeah, Adunze ran right past. And the flea flicker, it threw me off because of how high Swifty threw the ball back to him.
So high.
I was like, whoa, is that supposed to happen?
It was like he threw him a lot.
Yeah,
it had to slip,
right? Yeah, it had to. How Swifty threw that damn ball back to him.
Caleb was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Had to grab
but he
it.
Caught it. I mean, just put it on the money. Then he hit Cole Kmet down the seams.
Yeah, he's got a lot of guys to throw
it to. He played really, really good. Dallas got issues. CeeDee Lamb gets hurt. I understand what they were doing, running the ball. They want to do whatever they can to get CeeDee the ball.
It's just tough when you hand him the ball and he gets hurt. Yeah.
George Pickens, great one-handed catch, but then had one go off his hand.
And then
beat the hell out of his helmet. Beat the hell out of his helmet. They got some issues, boy.
Yep.
They got some issues.
Sure do. It's always tough when you trade your best player the week before the season starts.
Yeah, because you know why? Because he's coming to town this weekend.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess
and they just lost an ugly
one. They just lost.
Oh man, the Packers are going to come so mad to Dallas. I hadn't even thought about that.
Yeah, he's coming to town.
That's crazy. The Tampa Bay Bucs did it again. What'd you call him? Baker.
They had a Baker the comeback maker.
That's what he does. They just win football games. Tampa did it again.
Field goal dead in the middle of the field from 36 yards out. Snap is down. Kick is on the way. Kick is good. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are 3-0 for the first time since 2005.
Buccas cold-blooded.
3-0, and they've won by a combined 6 points, I think?
Yeah. They find a way to win.
Yep.
I don't know what and why. Maybe it's the new time that we live in and stuff is just different. Them uniforms are ugly as hell. And for everybody, it was like, oh, this should be like, oh, these are. Those
we all agreed on it forever.
Forever. Those are the ugliest uniforms in the world. And now all of a sudden, maybe because pastels like in front of the dark colors now. I don't know.
You
got pastels, then you got the grays and the dark blues and the blacks.
I thought
grays.
As a society we agreed those uniforms were trash.
I did too.
For generations.
I did too, dog. I did too.
No, you weren't on that page, Bo?
Not gonna lie. Anytime y'all talk about going in on uniform, I love all the uniforms y'all hate.
I love all the solid blacks. I love black on black. Like the Panthers, all blacks. The Saints, all blacks.
Really?
Eagles have one.
I love the Saints, all black. But, like, no.
I like the creamsicles. I love the freaking Falcons. The Seahawks, neon green.
Oh, I hate those.
This
oh,
is awful.
Yeah, oh, yeah, we have a totally different we have a totally different fashion sense when it comes to that.
Awful.
I thought you were going to say that when the Seahawks wear their 80s ones.
Which are also great.
Those are freaking awesome.
With the royal blue and Kelly green. That's a nice, and the silver helmets.
That's freaking awesome, man. But, I mean, anyway. Baker didn't win a game. I wanted AG to win that game so bad just because of the celebration. This guy's running down the sideline. AG does a little dance. Like, he got his first win. Nope. That's it.
Now,
Tyrod almost got one.
Tyrod always almost gets one.
Yes.
And he's still going to. Tyrod's still going to get him one if he plays going forward. But I was thinking that when I saw that score in the fourth quarter. I was like, look at Tyrod coming back. Because they scored three touchdowns in the fourth quarter to come back and get the lead. That Aaron Glenn clip, people will forget that they lost.
They'll
forget because it's a great clip, man. That is one of the cockiest, most hilarious run dance, whatever you want to call it, that he was sliding down the field.
Yes.
That was great.
Yes,
they did end up losing.
They did end up losing, man. But great for Baker, man. I mean, and they got him one in receiver. I know Mike went down. I don't know how long Mike's going to be out.
Emeka Buga.
My God.
Very good player.
Cold-blooded.
So Russell Wilson played bad again. And really, really bad. And then he was asked after the game about the fans chanting for Jackson Dart.
There's highs and lows. There's always, tough moments. There's, you got to have thick skin. You know what I mean? Like, you got to be able to, know who you are, know the player that you are, know what you're capable of. Obviously, been able to show that throughout my career. And obviously, last week and everything else too, what we're capable of as an offense. I think that, they made a couple more plays than us today. Like I said, it was a 9-6 game for most of the part of the game, pretty tight. And we needed, one or two big plays, and unfortunately they didn't come our way.
Yeah, man. I mean, Russ, as great as he played last
By the way, that had nothing to do with Jackson Dart.
Jackson Dart, I mean, if they don't want to start him yet, then start Jameis.
Yeah, put Jameis
in. Put Jameis in. Because Russ,
give us what we
Russ
want.
Was so bad, man. He was so bad last night. The air mailing of, it was just all around.
It's all
bad.
Over social media, but the four downs in the red zone at the end of the game where he missed repeatedly.
Yes.
And the final throw hits the crossbar.
Yeah, dog. You're in a bad way, Andy. You're in a real, real bad way when that happens. What is it?
We played against the team that started Russell Wilson yesterday.
We did.
Wow.
So that's how deep this league is.
Yeah, to be fair, that's a
this
16
team had
team
Joe
league.
Burrow. And the best thing to find, or maybe he thought after the 450 last week.
No, he did, though, for 450 the week before.
Exactly.
That is, so it's, I'm assuming we won.
I don't know what.
It's looking like that. We still have, we got Lamar and a 40-point lead.
Do you think that if Bo just randomly played a Tua clip and a Russell clip, you could tell which one was which?
Nope.
I don't either.
No.
They sound the exact same.
They're both down.
And they're both down.
They're both
bummed out.
They're bummed out, man.
Understandable.
Mac Jones won another one.
He did.
Mac Jones won another one.
Gosh, Shanahan's a good coach.
And then, it's mentioned, the Chiefs did win last night. Patrick Mahomes' magic. I know people are trying to make a deal out of it between Kels and Andy. There's no deal. They just passionately love each other.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal. It's not a big deal.
It's different than last year when Kelce bumped into Reed and knocked him over.
Yeah, it's a difference.
He just bumped into him when they were talking.
And Marcus Mariota won. Now, think about it. I saw the first touchdown. I saw the touchdown, but then you remember the fumble? I was like, oh, there's Marcus. Marcus in the clear. There's nobody.
Yep.
Just like I said, he's going to get one of those.
Yeah, he is. Bloop. You know, the random, what the hell was that Marcus Mariota play?
And a great job by the Chargers. 3-0 in the division. Nice win over the Broncos yesterday. Najee got down. Went down, so that sucked.
Seahawks beat the Saints by
I'm not even going to talk
a
about
million.
That. They beat the hell out of
it. It was crazy. It was 21-0 before I even realized the game had started.
They got to figure something out.
Yeah, it's bad.
It's bad down in
bad
Orleans,
times man. Right down there in New Orleans. All right. Phone lines are open, Falcons fans. 404-726-0929. Call us up. Say anything you want about yesterday's game. Just don't cuss.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's search and inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Men cry. A lot of men. Damn Falcons, baby.
A lot of people doing that yesterday.
Damn Falcons.
3:45, maybe before that. By 3:45, it was over.
Damn Falcons.
2:45.
The funniest thing about, and it's not funny, but I always get the kick out of, why do wives do this to their husbands? And I don't know if it's rigged or whatever, but they're ripping the jersey off after their team loses. It's just like the funniest thing.
Yeah, and then posting it.
And then posting it. It's like, was that rigged? Because I don't want my wife showing me all sad.
Yeah, get freaking out.
Get freaking out and everything. I don't want nobody to see that.
I do wonder sometimes if they're rigged. If it's staged.
Like, I think the TV breaking sometimes is.
Yeah, but even still, you did break your TV.
You broke your damn TV.
And now you don't have one. Yeah. Or maybe you do, but you have one less. TVs are cheaper than they used to be, but that's still a couple $100 at least.
Yeah.
You didn't have to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
The other thing is, it doesn't change the score.
No.
You know? It's still 30-0. They still lost 30-0, which is still, like, what? Even when I say it.
It sucks.
I can't believe that that's what it was. That's just so ridiculous. All right. 20 minutes from now, we'll get back into the big story of the day, which will be that game that ended 30-0. We will spend a little bit of time on college football at 120, but the phone lines are jam-packed, not surprisingly, with Falcons fans. So we'll start with JP, who's in Anchorage, Alaska.
Hey, damn, JP. Man.
What's up, fellas?
How's it going?
Well, it's been better. I was in a restaurant yesterday, and a couple bought me my dinner. Because they said the Falcons scored nothing, so you should pay nothing. You know how embarrassing that is? We are a national embarrassment as of today. We got four primetime games left. We kind of got lucky. We were that 1 o'clock slot, and Falcons Panthers really weren't, you know, it wasn't high on people's list.
That's
but
true.
We got to clean this up before prime time. Where's Jesse Bates? I love Jesse, but he's been non-existent this year. Bowman, he's a freshman, but he's a rookie. Mm-hmm. But he gets beat a lot on them deep routes. He should have got beat in the Vikings game. He doesn't cover those crossing routes too well. Special teams was definitely special. Romo, he needs to wear a visor because he just looked on the sideline like he was looking for a Michelob, like he was lost. Raheem, terrified face. Penix looked terrified. Zach Robinson, I don't know. If it ain't broke, don't try to fix it, my man. I don't know what Zach Robinson does up in the booth, but calling a good game ain't it. Fellas, I love y'all, man. I love the Odyssey app. Y'all keep doing y'all thing, man, and eventually we will rise up.
Appreciate you.
Thank you, JP.
Appreciate y'all.
All right.
Covered a lot of bases there.
Yeah, I mean, when you lose like that, yeah. Like Ross said, even like, you know, there's a lot of teachable, fixable moments. Yeah. But, I mean, the thing with it is like, Like, where did Zach Robinson need to get better at? Everything. Where does Michael Penix get everything? Because Michael, and much as, you know, that Zach is going to get blamed, which he should. Like, a lot of this, if he hits certain guys at certain times, mm-hmm. you're not in this. Like, he misses two touchdowns, in my opinion, a game. Now, are the receivers getting open a lot? All those different things. Like, it's so many things that goes into a football play and all those different things that you don't know, you just don't see. But you do see the indecisiveness of your young quarterback.
Yep.
You do see a offensive coordinator who got cute. You're running the damn ball damn near 5 yards a carry. Keep running the damn ball. Tyler Allgeier should never have one damn carry in a damn football game. Don't care. Should never have one carry. But here we are. And there they are.
Yeah, there they are. I think, you know, it's a lot easier to analyze players' performances and what's going on a game-in, game-out basis, play-in, play-out basis. It can be a little bit more complicated with coaches, like saying what is and isn't good coaching. Like, obviously, wins and losses is how those guys are judged. But these guys make it pretty easy to analyze what's going on. And I always, you know, again, I'm not going to sit here and say I'm an expert on what they should be doing, but situationally, when they're making the mistakes that they're making, that, to me, indicates bad coaching, lack of preparation.
Yes.
And then you kind of go week to week, right? Like, when it's clear that there's certain things that you have to work on and get better at from one week to the next, and they pop back up. Like, the fact that you called a timeout because you were running low on the play clock mm-hmm. and then came out of the timeout and had a delay of game penalty 2 weeks in a row mm-hmm. is insane.
Yes.
Like, I don't know what the equivalent to that is in the real world right. or in, like, other jobs, but that's malpractice, man. Like, it happened. All right, it happened once. It can never happen again. It should never happen anyway. Mm-hmm. But for it to happen in week two and then like, again you in week three, it's like, did. What?
You
how?
Call, you know what? You call the damn timeout. You know what usually happens? All right, look at the sheet. Hey, how about we run this? Bam, you got the play. There shouldn't be no communication. That's usually what happens in the timeout when you're over there.
Timeouts are long.
Yes. That's just what happened. Hey, Michael, we're going to go with this. So why the hell you need to go back out there and recall the damn play if Michael got the play?
I don't know. Or call it while you're in the timeout.
But that's what happens.
Everybody, yeah.
That's what usually happens.
Get out there, line up early. You know? I don't know. Do they like to line up and snap the ball when there's 1 second left on the play clock?
I don't know.
Like, is that... Because I'm seriously asking. Because they snap the ball in their first 15.
Yes.
Like the scripted plays, they snap the ball with 1 second left on the play clock.
The worst thing about
all the time.
The worst thing about a first 15 with Youngstown is because those first 15 is the practice script on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
You go through them, bam, 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 bam. Well, sometimes that don't work.
Right.
Sometimes. On play three, you might have to scrap it.
Oh, they were ready for this.
Yeah.
We're going to have to go a different direction.
Yeah.
And again, that's another thing that we don't see happening all that often, doesn't seem like. But I just, I genuinely wonder, like, is there some sort of advantage that you get by waiting that long to snap the ball at one?
Nope.
You think the defense is going to be caught off guard or something? Like, they're going to let up because you're about to, play clock's going to expire?
No.
I don't know. But they do it a lot. They do it a lot. It'd be really nice to see that get cleaned up. JP is in College Park. Hey, JP. JP,
you heard the sigh.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Yeah, we got you.
Yeah, I got you.
Oh, yeah. This is what I can't get over. Michael Penix is a rookie, and the problem is the personnel, because we got a good little talent out there on that field, man. But you got to run the football, man, where you got a rookie quarterback, man. He's a rookie, man. Treat him like he's a rookie and run that football all through the game. And then that'll bring him out better with the pass or whatever, though, man. But until then, man, they got to get the OC got to get it together, man. I hear all the other calls, though, man, but it starts with the personnel, though, man. We can win, though, man, but the way we're looking, man, I might be sounding a little huddled, but I don't think we're going to make it to the playoff, man. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, JP.
Win a damn game.
Appreciate you.
Everybody's talking about playoffs. We get a game.
They lost 30 to nothing
yesterday. They lost 30 to nothing. They might even think about no damn playoffs.
Nothing says playoffs to me about that.
Yeah.
Here's the problem, though, with the personnel complaint. Yeah, they do. They got Bijan Robinson.
You got plenty of personnel.
They got Bijan Robinson over there, who was averaging 5.5 yards a carry
yesterday. And they didn't give him the Baltimore.
They just gave it to him 13 times is all. They got to give it.
And you don't give him the ball.
Why would you not give the best player in the NFL the ball more than that time? 13 times in terms of carries, and they threw it to him 5 times. So 18 touches. If I had the best player in the NFL, I'd probably give him the ball more than that.
Yeah. Helps, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It helps.
Or even if I thought I had the best player in the NFL.
You know, you have a certain formula that you went away from that was working.
Yeah, it worked.
It worked.
Time of possession, yardage.
It won you a game last week.
Helped win you a game. Yeah. I don't know. It's confusing. Mike is in the Bluff or on the Bluff. Hey, Mike.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's in the Bluff. Yo, I'm so glad I got through with you guys. Got a pop culture reference for you about yesterday's game.
Right.
Waterboy. Remember when Henry Winkler was the brilliant coach and they were winning all the games, and then the guy got a hold of his playbook and made the coach feel small and lost his mojo, right?
Uh-huh, yeah.
That's what happened yesterday. I couldn't figure out what was going on, so I looked it up. Half of the staff of the Jacksonville Jaguars are from Sean McVay's tree. So is our OC, right? They knew what we were going to call. It's like they was in the huddle. That's why Pennants were looking so discombobulated. He's like, dude, they know what we're doing. And that pick six, dude was sitting on the route because he know what he's going to do. If you know football, if you've been playing football, get that boy under center and do some quick slants. I had the same instance when I was coaching Little League football. We were tasking these guys, tying them up. So we had a coach get a little kid to come over and record our practices. I had no idea. So we get in the game. I'm like, man, it's like, why do you know all our plays? Because a dude was on the other team. One of my friends said, you know, we came in and recorded your plays, right? I'm like, oh, my God.
Spygate.
Really?
Spygate.
This is the same thing that happened yesterday.
All right, Mike. Thank you. Thank you, Mike.
Mike, we love you, Mike.
We love you, Mike. Thank you.
We love you, Mike.
Panthers, by the way. They played the Panthers.
Yeah. Nobody stole his playbook.
Nope.
Nobody stole.
Now they might have known what plays were coming by the third drive.
They knew that. They knew that was going to happen.
Yeah, but no, it wasn't.
But no,
there was no. There was no.
Nobody stole the play.
No subterfuge. Yeah. They just got smacked.
This is my thing. All right, and I think some things will never go the rest and whatever it is. What it is, how people think about something going under center and him being the pistol, him being the shotgun, wouldn't have made a difference yesterday. It wouldn't have made one bit of difference yesterday. Just what it is. They just, like, and I know it's going to be, never mind. It wouldn't have made a difference, all right? It just wouldn't have. Michael is not playing good, period. He didn't play that good in Minnesota.
He really didn't.
He didn't. Michael is not playing good, all right? We can tell you, you can get mad at Zach Robinson and all this play calling and play action pass and all the other stuff that you want to keep hollering. Your quarterback isn't playing well. Now, can the offensive coordinator do some different things to help him play well? He can, but Michael's got to play well. Michael's got to process some of the stuff faster and get the damn ball out of his hand and stop doubting stuff. The coordinator, Zach Robinson, you need to give Bijan the ball more. You need to get. There's no reason, and I'm going to keep saying it till 1 o'clock. When the hell time to get out of here? 2 o'clock. Alger had one damn carry.
How?
Because you were getting too damn cute.
No,
you
know, but how?
I love
like
Ray.
How?
I love Ray Ray, and I love what Ray Ray means to this team. He was on the field too damn much yesterday. Mm-hmm. Nobody was on the field because you went back at that punk-ass of them personnel like that you like.
They really did.
That's exactly
they
what really you did.
They ran 12 personnel like 85% of the time in a week to win.
David
they
Sills was in
really good.
Somebody was banged up because David Sills was in.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not that complicated. You have an elite weapon and a formation that seems to work with him. And they didn't do it. Don't know why. Vince is in Gwinnett. Hey, Vince.
Playoffs? Playoffs? We talk about playoffs?
We're
not.
Hey, man, we need to go to Adam and like, man, we talking about practice. We don't even practice. You know what I'm saying? Because when Kirk Cousins came in the game, he did all the check down that you wanted Michael Penix to do. You understand what I'm saying? And to be honest with you, he ran the offense better than what Michael Penix did.
How you figure that when he did the same exact thing you just said?
Well, he was doing the check downs. You know, like you were saying, Randy, you get the ball to Kyle Pitts on about 7 to 8 yards and let him get about 8 yards after the catch. Point blank. That's how you make your quarterback, your young rookie quarterback, comfortable. You understand what I'm saying?
And you run
the ball.
Yeah, brother. We're on the same page. You're tight end, Randy.
Your tight end is your best friend, and your running game is the best friend when you're a young quarterback.
We're 100% on the same page right there, brother.
Well, except for the Cousins part.
Yeah, the Cousins part. No, I don't know what he's talking about.
Came in and did the same thing.
Except he didn't get his guy smacked in the mouth.
No.
As soon as he threw it. Like, late – being on the end of a late in the down check down throw hurts. You know why? Because eventually they're going to come get your ass. Eventually they're sitting there. Eventually they've known that you've went away from that check. It's hard to go from 1-4 back to 1 when you're talking about a progression in a play. It's hard to go.
Against NFL defenders.
Against NFL defenders. Yeah. It's just hard. And Michael's making it harder on himself. Just take it. If it's 3 yards, take it now. You know what I mean? Don't come back to the 3. If you need to take the 5 yards, take the 5. Don't try to come back to the 5.
Because by the time you get back it's not going to be 5.
Yeah,
the guy's going to be on him, and it's going to be a pick 6 in the one case, or your teammate's going to get blown up in some of the other cases. Yeah, man. That's what 30-0 will do to you. That's what it'll do. We'll get the phone lines open again in the 1 o'clock hour. We appreciate you. Some of those folks, the Anchorage, Alaska JP, hung on for a whole hour. That's just still pretty early in Alaska. I don't know what time it is in Alaska, but pretty early. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Thanks. You know what the story is. 30-0. We'll be right back.
Damn nothing.
30-0. The Carolina Panthers. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.